You're listening to a
Flawless Noises
Media Network production.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ratchet Ramblers podcast presented to you by Flawless Noises Media. I am one of your hosts. I am Jeremy. I don't have no AKA today. The gang is back together. We are rejoined again by one of my favorite people, a terrible nigga, but one of my favorite people. Candace is back, y'all.
Hello, motherfuckers. Hello, it's me, Candace, not so newlywed PC on all social media, but let me tell you, I told Twitter that my right-wing rights were being infringed upon when they suspended my London and Mommy account, and they reinstated it minutes later. But you can't find me on there. I will be keeping that account in case Twitter decide to get rid of Not So Newlywed.
Not your old account becoming your backup account.
Yeah, it's my backup account now. But I'm back, everybody. Shout out to John of the John Effect Podcast for holding it down for me while I was out last week. Y'all cut up like I knew y'all would, and I appreciate y'all doing so. But it's good to be back. And as usual, we're also joined by quickly became one of my favorite people because the wit is witting, and that is Adrian. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, y'all. This is Adrian, aka get that lady back her $30,000, Tasha.
Get. Let me tell you something.
Escape from debt.
Okay, so before I feel like the Jonathan Majors.
Grand opening,
niggas and they flower roaches. That's niggas and they flower. Niggas and they flower roaches. Thumbs down. I mean, the saddest part, the part that is first, I'm not gonna be shocked when it happened because I know it's gonna happen. This will be the moment where niggas will start to rally behind him because he's an abuser. There's a thing that a lot of cishet men, especially black men, like to do when they find out somebody is an abuser and a weirdo. They like to rally behind them if they weren't before. So this will be the momentum to get him the black male fan base because they love a terrible motherfucker.
Two very weird things have been happening since the news broke and. As I think it was either Bree or Tia who put it in our family group chat that apparently the alleged victim has recanted her statements, which shout out to Tia. Tia said that it sounds like intimidation, and I definitely agree. But two very weird things have started happening since this news broke. Certain men have started rejoicing that someone who women found attractive and, you know, has some adoration for, that he's turning out to be a terrible person. And also the group that you was mentioning, Candace, that now who wasn't paying attention to him before now have started rallying behind him. And all I have to say to that is that you motherfuckers are very weird, and strange, and you need to get lives or just leave the rest of us to fuck alone.
Absolutely. And they're doing this thing, and now there are women, black women, starting to do this thing like, well, see, I knew there was a reason I didn't find him attractive. Y'all was doing this and y'all was doing that and y'all was finding him attractive, blah blah blah. Look also at him, he's an abuser. Weird. Y'all are fucking embarrassing. I'm gonna be honest, first things first, it never shocks me when really charming men are outed as abusers because they have to overcompensate for being abusers. They have to put on the show and put on the right face to cover it up, you know, how they behave. The other part is him being ugly doesn't have anything to do with him being an abuser. Like, he's just an abuser. And telling people, well, you found him attractive, but he's an abuser is weird because you can put your support behind somebody until they engage in behaviors and activities that make you say, I don't want no parts of that. And you pull your support away. And that's just how that go. And I wish y'all wouldn't be weird about it. It's very strange. And God, I want to say something so problematic.
We ain't, this ain't the pay, we ain't behind the paywall.
I know, you're right.
But yeah, I think to summarize us all, unless Adrian has something to add, it's just, especially at this time, like, stop being weird on the internet. That's really just it. Just stop being weird.
Which that also reminds me, I did start watching that TV show on Amazon Prime, Swarm, and I didn't watch the whole first season because me and Mike will go back and watch it together, but it definitely, I know people don't like Donald Glover, but it definitely seems like a dig at stan culture, and I'm okay with it.
I
Like,
liked it.
stan culture is really becoming ridiculous, and it's really time to show just how ridiculous people look being stans of people and the lengths that they'll go in that standom. Like, we have seen how fucking disgusting stans are for their fave.
I think he was being generous, being nice, saying it's becoming ridiculous, friend.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
I think the thing for me is that, at least from what I've seen, I haven't, I've watched it, and at least for me, I think it is, like you said, Candace, like the, dig and kind of lens of like how ridiculous fan culture is. I think my issue with it is that it's who like wrote it and was involved, because it's kind of like Kyle coming from inside the house with Donald Glover with some of his old, behaviors and stuff in the past and stuff that he doesn't really seem that he's grown from or even acknowledge for real.
He hasn't.
So I
He the
think that's
same
kind
old nigga
of,
he always been.
yeah. So that's kind of, it's one of the things where it's like, I like where it's going and the content and what it's trying to do. It's just to create, who created it is kind of where I'm like, yeah,
Yeah.
for me. But again, that's just, my opinion.
Definitely. And then before we move on to the shows, the news broke this week that Juan Dixon was fired, or last week. But within the last 2 weeks, Juan Dixon has been fired from Coppin State University as the men's basketball head coach. And the thing that rubbed me the wrong way is that Candace Dillard Bassett goes on some podcast or does some interview saying, though her and Robin aren't in a good place, she wouldn't wish that on her worst enemy, what happened with Juan. And this is why sometimes I have a hard time rooting for people like Candace, because you wanted all of the support and backing when they were accusing your husband of potentially being inappropriate and making the women feel creepy and unnerved and things like that. However, you have not done your due diligence as somebody who touts themselves as being highly educated, well-spoken, and so on, and realize that Juan deserves everything he's gotten, and he should get more bad luck, more bad things happening to him, because there's not a time or a place where you should feel like this is so painful and Robin and Juan don't deserve him when he was actively covering up sexual assault against student athletes. No, I don't feel sorry for Juan. I don't feel sorry for Robin, and I'm basking in the fact that that six-figure salary was just snatched away, and I hope it's not a college alive willing to hire him while this lawsuit is actively going on. And I am so happy that Juan gets to recognize that they will let go of the lowest nigga on the totem pole, and that was you. You were the sacrificial lamb. That school been knew about that situation and knew of Juan's involvement and lack of effort to help that student. Nobody else was fired but his black ass.
I
Suffering.
think agreed, suffer. I think so I didn't even know about that one until you said something. I think that's the situation of Candace, I guess trying to extend the olive branch or not be, seen as, vicious or, as cutthroat as, she has been. But girl, fuck all that. That's a situation where you absolutely deserve to be like, I just find it funny how,
She gave
especially.
a pageant girl answer. That's
Yeah,
all that
yeah.
was, a pageant girl answer.
Yep, a safe
And
answer.
you spent the better part of the past season of Real Housewives of Potomac with the gloves off and not giving pageant girl answers and really
Yep.
digging deep and getting in everybody's ass
Yep.
and holding him accountable. And so
Yep.
I really hate that you reverted back to the pageant girl bullshit in the
Exactly.
sake of trying to reestablish any type of friendship or communication with the same women who watched your husband be hung out to dry for the sole purpose of covering up Robin's dirt. And I don't care what anybody says, That was all of this was done to cover up what was going on between Juan and Robin, which is why further it's like suffer. But I hope for better from Candace, especially when you talk about why victims don't speak up. This is an instance of that young man. It took all the courage in the world for him to really speak up and hold the people who violated him accountable. And that includes Juan Dixon, and he shouldn't have a job. So, but now I'm gonna talk about this episode of Basketball Wives made me fucking holler because Jackie Christie reminds me of that lady, and Jeremy knows who I'm talking about. She Jackie Christie is that lady. Jackie Christie touts herself as being a mother-like figure who wants everybody to be peaceful, who's all of this, and deep down inside, she is a fucking demon and a monster.
All that spirit shit and
All that
spirituality.
spiritual, it's a fucking farce. Jackie Christie is nasty in her fucking spirit and in her soul, and
Farsi Christie, if you
she only plays, hey, for sure, farce, text that to me.
will.
She only plays nice for the sake of being seen as the mother figure on this show. But when the real Jackie Christie shows up, she is insecure, she is jealous, she is catty, and she is mean. And all of that, I got all this, that, and the third going on for me, doesn't count because you're still a mean ass bitch. And I don't even like Jennifer. I don't like Jen.
Or them side teeth.
But nothing that Jackie has done, Jen has done nothing to Jackie and on this show so far to really, that explains why Jackie was that mean and nasty to her.
They have
Like,
been up there.
no, just like literally nothing. Nothing that Jen has done warranted how Jackie behaved. And she's corny and jealous.
I think the reason is, and this is kind of a problem with the show overall, is that now that Shawnee's not there, Evelyn's not there, hell, OG's not there, hell, Malaysia left. They don't have any of the like OG old like mother hens there. So who else Jackie gonna fight with? You know what I'm saying? It's like the only person's look, she's not fighting with some of the new girls or some of the, you know, lesser known older girls that they brought back for this. So it's like who else is there to fight with but Jen? And for a dumbass reason, just for the sake of fighting. Because this shit don't make no sense. And also, it's just not interesting.
And what else? Something else too, coming in second to Jackie Christie is Brandy to me. Because, as a matter of fact, Brandy might be worse to me than Jackie Christie because she's one of those people that constantly will, when you do that, it triggers me. When you do that, it triggers me. But she doesn't care how she speaks to people, the tone she uses when talking to people, the word choices she's using when talking to people that she's disagreeing with, and how it might trigger them. Like, basically, to me, Brandy is a dish it but can't take it type of bitch. And I don't have no type of respect for no bitch like that. You done
What
call Duffy all kind of weirdos, bitches, hoes, this, that, and the third. And you mad because you don't, her facial expression triggered you?
do I always say? You can't be a villain and a victim at the same time.
Like, be fucking for real, Brandy.
I feel like she's doing that to like keep a spot on this show, though. Like, cause I said it last week, and I'll say it again. It just don't feel like Brandy and Duffy's issues are for real. Especially considering that they supposedly have been friends before being on this show. This just feels like we need the new girls to fight. And somebody, and I think Adrian said it's like somebody's trying to come for that, you know, second spot
Somebody, yeah. I was just about to say they need a new Evelyn.
Yeah, there you go. They need a new Evelyn, and it
They
seems like
need a new
Brandon is trying to be
Evelyn,
there.
and Jackie wants to be the new Shawnee, and Brandy is fine for that Evelyn spot. I can't think of her name, but Rockstar's fiance. My heart goes out to her. She is dealing with a lot. She is dealing with a lot, and I really hope that she gets the professional help she needs to help her battle with postpartum. And while I appreciate British trying to be there for her, you're not a professional and you can't help her through postpartum. It is a real form of depression, and a lot of women suffer from it. And I feel like what's so off-putting about postpartum is a lot of women will not have had it with one child or two kids, or they'll get it with the second kid or the third kid, and it totally catches them off guard because they're like, I was fine after my first pregnancy or after my second pregnancy. I don't know what's going on, what the problem is. So I really hope Angel gets the help that she needs. She has a lot going
on. I agree. I have something problematic to say about British, but I'm gonna refrain.
Please say it before we get up out of here. Please say it.
I'm a piece of shit for this, but imagine somebody with an ankle monitor on their leg trying to comfort you about postpartum.
Yep.
Like, imagine she tried to give a pep talk and that shit go off in the middle of the
season. Yep. I just, you know, I don't want no advice from a scammer. I'm gonna be honest. Even if it's good and actual factual advice, I don't want it from her.
She's trying to comfort you, and all of a sudden your social security done got jacked.
You getting an alert from Experian that somebody just opened up a new credit card in your fucking name. Get somebody else to do that.
All of a sudden you get an email, your car has been stolen.
Yeah, for sure. Like, nah.
That is all I have for basketball.
It is too, because I want to move on to Love and Marriage DC, because y'all know that I typically like Ashley Silva. I do like Ashley, but she is dead fucking wrong in this situation between her and Joy. And again, if I come to Adrian or Jeremy and tell them some personal information and ask them not to share it with anybody else, the expectation is that you don't even share it with who you consider your best friend, because I came to you in confidence and asked you not to share something that was really private and personal to me with anybody else. So the fact that you stole the, not, I don't want to say stole, the fact that you told someone you weren't supposed to tell about her and her husband eloping and getting married, and she trusted you with that information, that's pretty shitty to me. Like, to me, it's up there with, like, when, you know a woman is pregnant and she's like, I don't want to tell anybody yet, so please keep this to yourself, and you blab it anyways. There should be a level of confidentiality people can have with you if you're building a friendship or have a friendship with them. And
no, Joy is absolutely right in how she feels. And it does show Ashley's character, because I don't think it's even so much that she told the secret. That's one layer. But then there's another layer of, you told that secret because you were mad at me about something that we hadn't even discussed for you to know if it was true or not. You did it maliciously.
Yeah.
That's even worse than you, oh, well, it's my best friend, so I told her because that's my best friend and that's my girl. It's even worse because you did it with malicious intent.
Yep. And I need quick to get out women's business, because your wife is not telling you the truth of how she told that woman's personal business. Like you said, Adrian, she's trying to make it seem like, oh, you know, that's just my best friend and we tell each other everything type. And it wasn't that. That wasn't how it went. So that whole, well, you apologize repeatedly and blah, blah, blah. No, you've apologized, but they still haven't been full stop. I was wrong for doing that to you.
I think she did a disservice, like, giving that false pretense to quit. Because remember, like, the other episode, like, he told her she was wrong. Like, and I said it last week, the quarter episode, I need you to stop giving a fuck when it's not your time to give a fuck. He was right in that you did something that you were not supposed to do. But her presenting it as, you know, not a big deal and trying to make herself seem like the victim has now got him looking goofy when he was on the right side of things the episode before.
Yep, absolutely. So, you know, I don't disagree with Joy. However, I'm on the fence about Arena because, you and Ashley are friends. Don't think you should be having conversations about the issues between Joy and Ashley with Joy. Like, I absolutely, as another woman, I respect that you have this issue with my friend, and you are well within your right to have this issue with my friend, but I'm not about to discuss this with you while my friend is not present. I'm not giving anybody any more opportunities to misconstrue anything I say. And that's kind of my issue with Arena, and she's done it a couple times so far this season, is you give people the opportunity to misconstrue what you say and how you say it, and then you end up fighting for your fucking life at an event where you shouldn't be fighting for your fucking life. And you sitting up there talking about, well, I know how to keep a secret. I ain't even tell my own husband. And it's like, okay, good for you. But they can spin that and make it seem like a dig at Ashley. And now y'all are at odds again. Let Joy and Ashley figure this out if there's anything to figure out and stay out of it.
Well, if that little demonstration between her and Big Jamie is any indication, she ain't getting her pussy ate right. So she got a lot of misspent energy.
Oh yeah, I want to. Yeah, let's talk about that because it's cops be unusually freaky to the point they cheat on their wives with people with like they be doing wild shit with people that's not their wife, and so it's just very off-putting that they have this dry ass, weird ass, boring ass sex life. Like, slut your wife out, nigga, and leave us alone. Like, what's the issue here? What is the issue? But again, that might also be part of the cop mentality because when they do cheat or they do things that they shouldn't be doing sexually with women, it's because they don't want to do it with their wife because they see her as the good girl. They slut their mistress out, but not their wife.
Martell Holt like this, folks.
He liking it from his JPay account or not?
Hater,
Like
leave it alone.
that's my issue with Jamie. Like whatever hangups you have, and Arena too, because he say he wants to do it. She say, and he says she be stopping him. So what kind of
That
clit
mean that
chewing
nigga
you
ain't
be
doing it
doing?
right. Yeah,
I was
he
like,
ain't
what
doing
kind
it
of clit
right.
chewing you doing that she don't want you down there?
He don't do it
Because
right, and she'd rather
honestly,
have her rose.
because technically you should want to be on some 68 I owe you one shit sometimes, but he don't eat it good enough, so now y'all sex life just in a gutter. But he's not good at sex because he was like acting weird when they went to the sex store. Remember y'all? You ain't getting no deal though. Hey, who gonna stop me?
Well, clearly her when she
I kaplunk
clearly
that
her when he
motherfucker
tried
on
to get
your
spanked.
forehead. Yeah, I feel like they have a marriage of it's cheaper to stay together.
It's a marriage of convenience, not one of
It
respect
is
and love.
convenient. It is convenient. They have a marriage of convenient. Very convenient.
I'm gonna be
But
real with
there's
you.
no passion. There's no, if you even take the sex out of it, he's not kind to her. He's not nice to her.
Yeah, he's not a kind person in general.
He's not a kind person in general. And if there's anybody you should be kind to, it should be your fucking partner and your kids.
And he's not kind to either group.
Yeah. And
So it's.
his lack of kindness probably plays a big role in their lack of intimacy too.
Yeah.
Because what makes you want to have sex with somebody that's always being fucking mean to you, is always shitting on you and saying shit like you was nothing before me? I wouldn't want to have sex with somebody who thinks of me that way and speaks to me that way.
Exactly. Why would I want to go down on you when you always down on me as a person?
Bars.
Bars. Oh my God, all you need is the Meek Mill braids.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, that's where I stand with that. But I don't know. I do feel like maybe weird is the wrong word, but it's something about Joy and her husband keeping it tight-lipped that they're married that rubs me the wrong way. Because like people like you are having all these conversations about a wedding and this, that, and the third, knowing y'all are already married and don't want nobody to know. Like, so I wonder what's that about? Have y'all ever seen people move like that? Like they had secretly eloped and don't want to tell nobody?
My theory is they wanted like a special or something.
Yeah, that's what they
Maybe
just.
have their wedding on the show. Do a Yandy and Mantisi.
Okay, they had a prom because they wasn't actually married.
Right.
They had a
Y'all
quinceañera.
like all fucking right.
tamales.
Leave me alone. But yeah, no,
Yeah.
nah, like I like that was my whole thing with Joy and Ashley. It's like Ashley did something that she was explicitly, told not to do, and she's wrong for that. At the same time, I do find it weird being this secretive about a marriage, because like for real, who's the damn? And I think Adrian said
Especially when your whole relationship came to fruition on a reality TV dating show.
I saw that. And I think Adrian said it last week too. It's like not only y'all hiding it, y'all hiding it from like his kids, his mama and them. Like something about that don't curl all the way over.
Yeah, something in that milk is not clean. And not only are you like, I can understand maybe if you want to keep it from people that you don't really know like that, but that's a very intimate moment, and you're allowed to have that intimate moment without anybody being there if that's what you choose. But at what, why are you continuously keeping it a secret from people important to you?
Exactly. It's just weird.
It's weird. It is definitely giving. So, to get that off my chest, like, don't we married, bitch. Like, we in a relationship. We married. We husband and wife. We done went down to the courthouse. We done signed the paperwork. It is what it is. And it's public information. And again, y'all are on reality TV. Hiding shit when you're on reality TV does not curl over well with me. And I think it's one of those things that any of these big names who putting these shows out should really have an issue with the Andes, the Carlos Kings, the Big Fish Entertainment, any of them. It should grind your gears when people that you are casting on these shows are going out of their way to hide big things. Else, don't be on this fucking show, because that's a choice. They choose to be on these shows. So, that's how I feel. Anybody got anything else on Love and Marriage DC? Love and Marriage Huntsville is back April 8th. April 8th is back.
You
But
see, Martell supposed to be suing Mel for defamation of character.
to which
Wait, what?
yeah, he's suing Mel for defamation of character, even though Mel don't be saying shit about this man on social media. The thing is, though, much like the shit with Michael Darby, you're gonna have to prove that it's defamation, because a lot of what Mel has said about that man has been true. So we saw in real time this man cheat on his wife for almost half their marriage. We saw in real time him father another child while still married. We saw in real time a lot of the shit this man has done to his ex-wife. And so, no, it's not defamation of character or anything like that. Like,
Like
niggas.
my question is hell, if we talking about defamation, is the nigga gonna sue himself?
Well.
Because nigga, because nobody has been a more, definer of your character than you, nigga. Like.
Truly, truly. I wish the SWV and escape shit could be longer. That Candy said it's a limited series, but follow me on this theory. I believe this was going to be a regularly occurring series until everything fell apart between them and SWV, and then escape and the members. And they end up turning it into a limited series. But I absolutely
I can
believe
see
this
that.
was going to be more than six episodes and would have had multiple seasons. But they're like not on real good speaking terms at this point. In real time, SWV and Escape are not on speaking terms. In real time, Latasha Scott is not on speaking terms with the girls in the group, down to her own sister.
I can see that. I can definitely see it's limited because it's limited because of the mess that unfolds. So I can
Yeah,
definitely see and agree that. Because Lord have
absolutely.
mercy, Jesus.
Which, let me tell you something.
This is theater.
I would like Latasha and Tamika Scott mama to get some dick and get a fucking life. She has been bitter, beaten, bruised, and hurt about her marriage falling apart for way too fucking long, and she takes it out on that baby who probably looked like her daddy. He could probably walk, talk, act, and look like her daddy, and her mama cannot fucking stand it. But Miss Mamas, you ain't nobody's fifth member in no fucking group, and you need to get out them folks' fucking business. Your oldest daughter is a fucking crook. She's selfish and she's self-centered, and she's not the talent that she thinks she fucking is. And it grinds her fucking gears to have seen Candy and Tiny go on to have the lives and the careers that she wanted for her fucking self. That's the drag. This is about jealousy. You feel like you are the best vocalist in that group, yet your solo career has showed none of it. But the thing is, you never carved a lane out for yourself outside of being a fucking artist. Candy and Tiny did.
Like I said last week, now they both are bozos, but goddamn it, they are bozos with multiple streams of income, check, and notoriety within the industry for what they do outside of
Grammys and everything else. They have those two women, when they get together, have an immaculate pen game, and they wield it to their fucking benefit when the group broke up. Latasha, we didn't want no solo album from you back then when you was on Slip and Slide. We don't want no solo album from you now. I don't want, let me be honest, I don't want a solo album.
She still from on Thug Holiday? Was that her?
Maybe. But I remember she had a song with some nigga named Jay Sean.
I love that song.
But I don't want to see any of these ladies solo. They're not appealing to me solo. Same thing with the ladies of SWV. Love them. Glad to see that these women still got it well into their 50s. I never have and never will need a solo album from Coco, Taj, or Lili. I just don't. And a lot of R&B groups, especially like, you know, with the exception of Destiny's Child and Beyonce and Kelly and Michelle, and you know what I'm saying? That's an exception. But as a whole, name an R&B group that you really wanted a solo album from one of the members. I never wanted no solo albums from 112, Jagged Edge, and whoever the fuck else.
Them niggas only had like one suit and a do-rag between them.
So. I'm just saying, I never wanted solo. I've not wanted solo albums from very many R&B groups.
Yeah, I think some people just lack self-awareness that sometimes you really are greater as a whole than you are as an individual.
And I guess the shittiest part to me about Latasha is that you decide you're gonna go solo and do a gospel album. Okay, why not have that conversation with these girls and tell them? Because it is a conflict of interest for you to be going, moving in gospel, and then turn around and be performing shit like You're My Little Secret. It's a conflict of interest career-wise.
You're My Little Secret, Rod.
She's not very likable. She's been going on a media tour because she's put out this gospel album. She's been on a media tour talking about how producers they worked with back in the day used to hate working with Candy and Tiny because they really couldn't sing and this, that, and the third. And my thing is, what does it matter now, in the now?
Right?
What like, does it matter in the now? That's some tea you could have spilled back in the day, but in the now, what does it mean that they couldn't sing but have still had better careers than you have? She got a lot of insecurity left over from being considered the fat one or the big one or the ugly one in that group. And I believe she felt like back then, because she was the power voice in that group, that she felt like she should have had more shine and that it was given to the other lady because they had the look. And it is true. It's true. They treated her horrible. But it's like decades later now and you still fucking at it. When God's honest truth is, you got a better chance of working shit out with your group and finally having a career that you really wanted than chasing a solo career. Because if they really wanted to, Escape could get back in the studio today and make music. But they can't get outside of their own issues to do it. And Latasha is their biggest issue, honestly. She always has been and she always will be. So, you know, and they mama, she make me feel like she was in on it too. Still in that
money. She was.
She make me feel like Latasha was giving her some of that money. Because... Yeah. How you keep calling somebody a liar when they have the fucking receipts that your husband's name was on the back of the checks, cashing them fucking checks in his bank account? Now, let me be honest. I probably would have called the police on them, but better yet, I would have just started planting drugs in their house and their cars. And I would just call the DEA. Y'all's going to jail now. Is that a brick? A tip would have went out. A tip would have tipped out. Ain't no way you would get away with stealing money from me. It's $30,000. A motherfucker won't get away with stealing $300 from me. $3. $3.33. 33 cents. 3 pennies. If it's mine, I want it. Fuck that. But then fuck Escape too for how they trying to play on SWV Top.
Definitely. Definitely. Because they being humble by saying y'all can co-headline if we want to keep it real.
Thinking you should make more money when you have less hits is something. And the way that they tried to carry it, talking about we're not talking about hits and albums sold. We talking about tickets sold, and more people would be buying tickets for us than them.
It's like, baby, that is not giving what you think it is. That the fuck all. That's not how that works. I see that shit and cackled from a mighty place.
When has Escape ever been just an Escape ticket? Every time I've heard of Escape, it's Escape with 3, 4, maybe 5 other legacy acts like them.
Yeah.
So like a Tyrese, a 112. It's never just Escape. So yes, I will definitely pay for a ticket for Escape, 112, and Jagged Edge, Carlton. I will pay for that, but just an Escape ticket? No, I don't think so.
I'm not paying for no Escape ticket when Escape wish they could escape each other. You're not going to tell me that their constant tension and their constant issues don't affect their performances.
Right.
Those girls can't fucking stand any. Well, they can't stand Latasha, and Latasha can't stand them.
I was gonna say, hell, when they was it BET or like the Soul Train was or something? Just recently, when they had like a celebration of them legacy or whatever, hell, you could feel the tension when they performed for that.
Exactly.
They couldn't even dress the same.
You're right.
The basics of being a group, they couldn't even dress the
exactly. They couldn't even get the outfits together.
Exactly. So like, listen, all I'm saying, don't get me wrong, I love both groups, but we also have to be for fucking real.
We also got to be honest about the fact that SWV still has it musically, and Escape sounds fucking terrible.
Because I think because SWV put out an album like recently, a few years ago, and they still sound good. I think they did a cover of, I think it was a Patti song, I think. And they still got it. And then you just look at Escape and it's like, oh, beautiful gown, beautiful gown.
I think SWV has it because they've reached a point where they're like, we might not be best friends, but we gonna come together and get this bag and then go our separate ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We might not be cool, but we gonna be cool on getting this chick.
Right.
And Candy and Tiny talking about, well, we are on reality TV and we have millions and millions of followers more than them. And let's have a conversation about the fact that followers on social media does not equal to sales.
Ask Candy, because we have a lot of followers and
nobody
is hips and body and went platinum.
Adrian beat me to it.
We gotta have a come to Jesus moment that followers don't always equate to sales. We've seen it time and time again with huge artists, and they got millions and millions of followers, and them albums be flopping,
and
them tours don't be selling out.
And to add to that, I'm sorry, but when having a discussion about music and success as musical groups, and you have to refer to the fact that you are on reality TV as a one-up, as if us seeing you on reality TV is always a good thing. The self-awareness is not there, beloved.
It's jumping out the window.
It's jumping out the mic, I tell you what.
It's jumping out the sound check. Because, and I don't know if y'all have seen any performances of Escape recently, like if they've been touring and stuff, but they look fucking haggard. Tiny walking around there with that diaper booty and the how your shit tight but too big at the same time. They look lazy. They look uninspired. They just don't look put together. And so, again, don't give me that follower shit, because having followers from reality TV showing up don't equate to no fucking ticket sales on the tour.
Ticket sales.
It might equate to ticket sales at BravoCon, but it's not going to equal the ticket sales on a cross-country tour. People want to see y'all collaboratively, not individually. And I can't even say that for SWV, because SWV is touring, and they touring globally. What tour have y'all done that y'all should get top billing over SWV? What tours have y'all been on recently? Because these ladies just came back from Africa. And now, and what say you hoes?
What say you hoes?
Like, absolutely not. SWV walked out, because Candy and them really tried to play in their face. And this is mostly Candy doing.
Yeah.
This mostly Candy and her ego. Because out of the four of them, Candy is the biggest one right now because of Housewives of Atlanta.
And I
Tiny is
mean,
not on nobody's reality TV right now.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God.
She's still fighting back them fucking allegations with her husband.
But I mean, it just goes to this a theme of when we was talking about on Reloaded and even here, and you said it, Candace, it's ego. People's ego just get like this could have been cool. Y'all could have came and got this money, collaborated with SWV, could have went on. We could have had a Wang Dang Doodle of a tour with two legacy group. And ego is just like having y'all just doing saying some of the dumbest shit. Not a whole thing in jeopardy. SWV done walked out because your goddamn ego was as big as your damn forehead and had you talking reckless. Now I look at you.
Yep. Losers. And now y'all not even together for real, for real. Right, and I'll be honest, I don't want to see Escape with them using the 3-4-E.
Escape.
I don't want to see Escape where y'all try to replace Latasha like TLC tried to replace Left Eye. When it's not all four of y'all, the shit dead and nobody care. So don't.
I just can't believe the audacity. I'm sorry, but like y'all, again, I love both groups, but like, nigga, y'all don't have a Human Nature remix. SWV do.
Yeah.
Like we can start and end there.
Yeah. Before we go, as one thing about SWV, they definitely give me 50 plus year old women when it comes to how they parent. In what world? And for what reason do you want a child to go to college on your dime that doesn't want to go to college? I do not care if he has straight A's. I do none of that. I don't want my child to go to college, especially if I'm paying for it and they're not invested in going to college and getting a college education. I want you to figure out what your next move going to be. And trying to force it. And I get it. Need a lot. Those three women have been very vocal about the fact that they really didn't get an education. They didn't have an opportunity to go to college. I think Lily had dropped out of high school and she went back to get her GED and stuff like that. So I get it, but Black people got to unpack the level of importance they place on a college education, because going to school to be a dentist, you got to be in that for the long haul. You're trying to be a doctor.
I think, you know, it gave me very much 90s sitcom, early 2000s sitcom level parenting of, you know, trope of gotta go to college, gotta, you know, like I said, can't be a doctor, gotta be a dentist, gotta be something. But there are other avenues and ways in which your child can be successful and flourish and contribute to the world that does not, you know, go through the college institutional system. Not saying there's anything wrong with college, it's just that we are in 2023. There are so many other avenues of your child being successful and fulfilled and happy than putting them through college, especially when they're not invested. Because all that's going to do is just build up resentment and strain your relationship.
Yep. And then Lily with this I'm not my kid's friends thing. I want Black people to leave that saying in the past. Like, I don't know. It's archaic, and you can set boundaries with your kids without also being a warden and being weird to them. Like,
yeah,
I'm not their friend. I'm their parent. You could be both if you want to.
Right, with boundaries, like,
and you have adult children, so what does this even mean?
Right, also that was another thing. It's like these kids grown as hell.
Like, what are you doing? But remember that son had just got out of jail and was trying to. Which show was that? Was that maybe Growing Up Hip Hop or something? Where we briefly saw Lily and her son when they had just got out of jail.
Yes, it was Growing Up Hip Hop. Yes.
Yeah.
It was when they had the Atlanta season.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Because the son was about to fight with who the son was about to fight at the little album thing. It was an event, and the son was trying to push up on somebody.
Yeah. Was it? Well, I don't forgot.
I'm gonna bring it back next week, but I just remember they had an event on Growing Up Hip Hop, and her son was like being disrespectful. Trying to push up on somebody's girlfriend in front of him. It'll come to me. It will come to me. But that man can't rap, Miss Mamas. That's the gist I'm trying to get at. All these years later, and he still ain't made no waves. That man cannot rap, and we just need to go on and hang it up and let that alone. What? Yeah. No,
Let me chill. Let me
don't.
have a chill.
No, yeah, no,
Don't let
don't.
me get there.
No, don't get to rapping. Get to quitting.
It was pimping. It was pimping, Candace.
Pimping. Yes.
Yes.
It was pimping and Diamond from Crime Mob.
That's who he was trying. That's who we got into it
Yeah, that's it. Oh my God. Thank you, Jeremy. That shit was gonna bother me.
with. Yeah, I had to Google it my damn self.
Yeah. But that's it, y'all. We will be, let me, ho, before we go, we are adding Seeking Brother Husbands to the line up, okay?
Yes.
Yes to mess.
Which I
Get us
gotta say.
fucking black people on here, and they got the look. Y'all know the
You
throuple.
are
They got the throuple
fucking
look.
terrible. You are terrible.
They got the we are polyamorous, here is war look. They
You
got it. Y'all know the look. I ain't even gotta spell it out. Y'all know the look I'm talking about, and that's why y'all fucking, that's why Jeremy and Adrian is fucking cackling, because it's the look. The look when they break their neck to tell everybody that they poly when nobody asks. See, y'all do that cheating shit, but we open with ours. That's the look.
Y'all open because don't nobody want to be closed. Like,
oh my
you know what? All right,
God.
that's enough.
Okay. Bye, everybody. Bye, y'all. Oh my God.
Bye.
Oh my God, Adrian. Boy, let us get on up out of here. Goodbye, everybody. Love y'all. We fuck with y'all. Subscribe to the Patreon because Ratchet Reloaded is equally as hilarious. And we're going to be back next week to bring y'all some new mess and some new chaos and switch the shows up. Big shout out to Adrian because she's really been giving us great show suggestions. And, you know, she a real one. We out, y'all.
Bye, y'all.